Some breaking news this morning, Maz.
Absolutely. Michael Genovese, Channel 9's US correspondent, joins us. Good morning, Michael.
Gandhi, Maz, thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, we're just reading through the press release coming from the FBI now. I've got it here. I can read it to you. It says that a comparison of dental records has confirmed that those remains that were found yesterday at the reserve in Florida belong to Brian Laundry. So that means the search is over. This has been a story that has gripped not just everyone here in the US, but around the world. I mean, a lot of people sort of feel invested in this mystery as to what happened to Gabby Petito. But for those who aren't aware, Brian Laundry has long been suspected, not formally by the FBI, but I think by the rest of the world, of being involved, firstly, in the disappearance of his girlfriend, Gabby Petito, and then her body was eventually found, and the cause of death was strangulation. And that was in a Wyoming national park. They had been on a cross-country trip around America when she disappeared, and then he disappeared. That area, that parkland, it's near Brian Laundry's family's home, and it had been searched multiple times over the past 5 weeks, but it was only until, I guess, the last 48 hours that the water had receded enough for this new evidence to be found. And what they did find yesterday were items that belonged to Brian Laundry, his backpack and a notebook. They also found human remains, and that's taken 24 hours to get the lab results back. And yeah, this news just through today that those human remains belong to Brian Laundry. So the search is over.
Michael, this story has captivated the world and definitely my attention. It's so tragic what has happened to this 22-year-old Gabby Petito, 23-year-old Brian Laundry. And now we really will never know the truth of what eventuated. We have a cause of death for Gabby Petito. It's terribly sad, and she's a victim in this. We now have this body that has been found. And I do find it interesting that this all escalated when Brian Laundry's parents involved themselves with the FBI and the investigation. Like, it feels like they joined the search party and then the body showed up. And I don't know if that's just timing or a weird coincidence, but that feels strange to me.
Yeah, you and a lot of people, that is the question of the last 24 hours, I guess. So what we know is that his parents, Chris and Roberta, they live nearby that reserve, and it's a reserve that he has been known to hike in the past. And it is exactly where search crews have been operating for the past month to 5 weeks. They would have been over that land multiple times. What we're hearing is that the water has receded enough for these new items and the human remains to be exposed. But in the past 24 hours, the timeline goes that the parents, the Laundries, they contacted the FBI. They said, look, we're going to come down tomorrow morning. That was yesterday. And search a particular trail that we know that he frequents. They got there. They searched for a little bit. And that's when these new items were found. So I think you and a lot of people are asking pretty similar questions about that being a coincidence or, you know, exactly what the facts are around that. But you're not wrong. It has certainly captivated a lot of people. It's like a true crime genre podcast that is playing out in real life. And yes. I don't mean to trivialise it, and our respects go to the both families, because there are no winners in this. Mm. But in terms of interest, not just media, but the public, people are so thirsty for knowledge about what happened here. I think there's multiple factors as to why that is. But yeah, it's a popular story.
Well, the true crime element, I think, is what's been the fascination for sure. And so where do we see it going from here then, Michael? I mean, we've got the body today. What unfolds in the next few days?
Well, I guess they're going to have to look, and once again, we understand it's skeletal remains, and they've had enough skeletal remains to make a dental comparison to identify him. So that's pretty much what we know of the human remains that were found. We also know that there was a backpack and a notebook. There's speculation as to what was written in that notebook.
That's going to be interesting to see.
Confession.
Yeah.
There some reflections, some thoughts, some feelings that he was going through in his final days. That's what the investigation will centre on now. But, I mean, police I mean, the first thing you do when you find a notebook is open it up, right, and read what's inside it. So that'll be crucial to what happens next. What is inside that notebook?
I think as far as an investigation perspective, because there's been a body identified, it's case closed. So the search party, you know, that I guess that arm of the investigation all gets shut down. As far as trying to piece together the puzzle of what actually happened, you know, all those weeks ago and how Gabby lost her life and what happened from then and what were the conversations that Brian potentially had with his family that he went back to see after Gabby went missing and all of that stuff, that for me is the grey area that I'm really interested to see some resolve in, but we may never get it.
Well, yeah, Maz, don't hold your breath because it's going to slow down from here on in. Keep in mind, he's only actually wanted for fraud. He's not actually wanted as a key suspect in her murder, not formally anyway. I mean, there will be steps that play out, but I don't expect it to be fast from here on in. A lot of the interest is being generated by their social media presence as well. Like, they posted quite prolifically on their different social media streams, and I think that's why a lot of us, a lot of the public are caught up in this, attracted to it, and are following every little detail. But, yeah, to answer your question, I think it's going to slow down from here on in. The search phase is over. Now we enter a completely different phase in this investigation. Is, you know, both families look to try and figure out exactly what happened.
Well, Michael, we called you on the spot, and you've given us the information straight away, and we appreciate that for this case.
Gordy, Mads, thanks for having me on.